Well, folks, welcome to Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling in for the first little bit without Melody. She'll be joining us in the second half. She'll be joining us 20 after the hour with market updates and tells us what's happening in the markets. But it is the second day of March 2022. Welcome to today's broadcast. As always, we start off with Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs and her very informative information on ways to take care of yourself naturally, and what goes on behind the scenes that they don't want to tell us. But anyway, welcome to the program. This is Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling in a little while from Melody Seastrom. Wendy, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you. It really is. And by the way, folks, Melody will bring up the market reports when she comes on 20 after the hour, in case you wonder what happened to it. We haven't forgot them. She'll tell us all about that in just a little bit. But Wendy, welcome to today's broadcast. As usual, yeah. I know you're loaded with information, so I want to let you share what's on your mind.
Well, you know, I was digging into some of these evolutionary topics with regard to variants. You've heard the term variant, where supposedly a disease mutates. So I came across some research where vaccines actually can cause the evolutionary virulent diseases to change and mutate. So I want to just read you a quote. This is from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, and this was a December 4th, 2011 document. They said, moreover, virus vaccines themselves can and have influenced the evolution of naturally occurring viruses. The consequences of vaccination as a force of selection will continue to unfold as new vaccines are created. So the vaccines actually provoke diseases to become more virulent, if you get my drift. Now, the word virulent means more infectious and more, you know, deadly. So scientists now also at Penn State, they got kind of the shock of their life, Pastor Butch, with some research they were doing. They were conducting some research on the herpes virus, and it showed that vaccines can actually cause a lot of harm. Here's a quote from their report, July 27, 2015. They say the highly controversial theory that some vaccines could allow more virulent versions of viral diseases to emerge, putting people and livestock at a greater risk of severe illness, was shocking. They actually proved it in their research. So they weren't out to prove it, but that's what happened. So the Penn State research is really highlighting just how much truth on vaccines is buried or discredited to protect the vaccine market. So the Penn scientists, you know, were never taught that the variants coming from the use of a viral vaccine was instigated by the use of the vaccine itself. So the lack of important information getting to physicians that are using vaccines is pretty astonishing. Now, pediatricians will read pediatric journal articles in their field, but not journals on virology. And likewise, virologists who help create vaccines will read journal articles in their field, not on pediatrics, and learn that, you know, what they're creating is creating autism. That rate has increased along with the vaccine use rate. So now one European virologist that was traveling abroad, Pastor Butch, they were traveling abroad for work. They had to, you know, going through customs and everything. They actually show their vaccination schedule. And she had to present that immunization information for travel, international travel. And then she came down with chickenpox, and it hit her. She was supposed to be protected from chickenpox due to the vaccination she's gotten. So it provoked her to look into it. And what she found was kind of astonishing. The research she dug up, she was never taught in medical school science or anything. So science has known, Pastor Butch, since the 1970s, that vaccines, especially those with viruses in them, can cause cancer, organ failure, cell death, and immune system damage. But you don't hear about that, do you?
No, you don't. No, you do not.
Right.
And it can cause viruses to mutate. They change. I mean, viruses do that. You cannot stop a virus. It just mutates and moves on.
Yeah, so here's a report from the UN National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. in addition to some work that was published on the WHO bulletin in 1972, what they were saying was virus vaccines cause immunopathology and implication for human diseases. So here is the medical area admitting that for 50 years they've known that virus vaccines in a series of shots do the following. They severely weaken the immune system with the first shot. They inject live viruses with the second shot, which infects the host cells. And then the third shot, they switch the immune system back on with squalene and nagalase to create a cytokine storm and extreme cell death, increasing mortality. So they know this. And this is referred to in the secret circles of vaccine industry as immune complex disease, creating these conditions, things like, Pastor Butch, leukemia, kidney disease, blood clots, and antibody-mediated immunologic injury, like autoimmune disorders and neurological conditions. So it's clear the viral vaccines are Big Pharma's biggest moneymaker by way of causing disease in patients who get them. So they have a, you know, steady line of patients, basically. Let me read you. This is a quote from this is Dr. Bartholomew Clausen. He's an immunologist, and this was published in the Medical Hypothesis in 2001, volume 57, page 532. He's quoted as saying, "The survey of physicians shows that our findings and others indicate vaccines cause chronic disease, but it's well documented and accepted in the medical community." Wow. So they're making people sick. And they know it. There's this mountain of documentation that exposes vaccines as making people clinically ill and in many cases ruining their lives. However, healthcare professionals who push the vaccines are largely unaware of a lot of this data. Here is some data. This is January 2017. You know,
I know that's probably true, but it's hard to believe that they're not informed of this. I mean, come on. They're supposed to be professionals.
No, pediatricians especially, you have to understand when doctors go through college and then medical school, there's 8 years, and then they go and do their internship, and they don't get to sleep much. You know, they keep them sleep deprived, so they're really not thinking. And so then they go into private practice, and they're hitting the ground running, and they really don't get a lot of immunology training in medical school, and hardly any information on vaccines other than when to give them. So if pediatricians especially, if they do any digging on this, it's on their own time. And that's when most of them find this out, is when they do their own research on it. This is from January 2017, the Journal of Psychiatry. They did a study on adults who were diagnosed with various neuropsychiatric disorders like obsessive compulsive disorders and anorexia nervosa, which is an eating disorder. And what they found was all these disorders were shown in patients who were vaccinated with the flu shot within 1 month of getting diagnosed.
Wow.
So also Dr. McCullough has said this: "It is also important to understand that practicing pediatricians have never heard the truth about what vaccines contain and the damage they do. Immunology, like nutrition, gets only scant attention in medical school and none in residency training. Most doctors have no concept of the new discoveries about what vaccines are doing, especially the neuroimmunology damage. Parents must appreciate that those in positions of authority are lying to them." So let's get to this other study. Now, this was December 2011. U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health, they stated in a report regarding live viruses in vaccines, and they said the following. "It is a double-edged sword on how to make or break a live attenuated virus vaccine." Now, why would they use that term, a double-edged sword? Right?
Good question.
What's even more interesting is how they describe vaccine creation. They went on to say, The intersection of evolutionary biology and biomedicine is fascinating in its own right. Live attenuated viruses and vaccines produce immunity but no diseases, supposedly. That's what they're saying. They go on to say, however, many live viruses can contribute to reversion to virulence with what is called back mutation, and it changes in the host cell. So genetic bioengineering of the virus is supposed to deter back mutation, but we find that the viruses can create an empty niche that promotes the emergence of new viral pathogens we know very little about. So they know that vaccines can create this mutation, and it can make a more virulent strain of the disease. And they're saying they try to stop that with bioengineering, but it's not really all that successful. So they know that's happening. So what I really find astonishing, though, Pastor Butch, is that these scientists have this odd logic that evolution is being done through their diverse applications of biotechnology and biomedicine, in which they consider it to be a general category, which they call applied evolution. Okay? So variants are now being created by biotechnology and vaccinology. So they're not just evolving naturally. So evolution is defined as a natural and gradual process in which living things develop in diverse ways. Evolution done in a lab provoked by science is not natural evolution. It's a man-made evolution that they are calling applied evolution. And by the way, when things mutate and develop and when pandemics come about, that's random. That's usually very random. You've never seen pandemics like clockwork coming every 1 or 2 years. That's never happened in the history of, you know, pandemics. So this is all a man-made scheme that they're launching. So virologists and biologists and these bioengineers, they think they're really doing mankind a huge service by making vaccines to make the immune system more efficient, when in fact what they're doing is the opposite, and they are kind of drinking the snake oil and deceiving their own selves. Pastor Butch, this is horrible.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, so let me get to this Penn State real quick before we run out of time. Penn State research also pointed out that this there's some interesting things about flu shots. So the research is revealing from Penn State that people start to get the flu shots in October, that they shed the flu virus off to others for about 2 weeks, spreading the flu, and they can also come down with flu-like symptoms, although they said that usually not as severe. Here's a quote from their study. This was by Professor of Biotechnology Andrew Reed. He said, less than perfect vaccines create, quote, a leaky barrier against the virus. So vaccinated individuals sometimes do get sick, but typically with a less virulent symptom. Because the vaccinated individuals survive long enough to transmit the virus to others, the virus also is able to survive and spread throughout the population. And our research demonstrates that the use of leaky vaccines can promote an evolution of nastier, hot viral strains that put everyone at greater risk. So there you have it. Your flu shot can make you sick with the flu. The people who get the flu shot shed the flu virus off to others, and they create the flu season in the fall. That's how they create it.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, so now the Penn research also pointed out that the same leaky vaccines are used on animals, and especially on the poultry, in the poultry market. Chickens are very susceptible to viruses, so chickens get vaccinated in their wings. So remember that the next time you're served a plate of chicken wing somewhere. And also imagine is, how does anyone know if a vaccine is a leaky vaccine, as according to Dr. Reed? How would you know? You don't. So the medical science area is coming out with a lot of vaccines. They're made in record time for some very, you know, deadly pathogens, right? So some may actually speculate your COVID vaccine is a leaky vaccine to the extreme. But think about the vaccines they're making for Ebola, dengue fever, HIV, bird flu. And by the way, bird flu, the H1N1, that is a engineered virus as well. And they put now they had that fake bird flu pandemic years back, and now they put the H1N1 in every flu shot.
Aha, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah. Now, they also have now vaccines for neurological conditions like MS. You know, so can you imagine if you get a leaky MS virus vaccine? What's that going to do? What could that produce? Well, Dr. Andrew Reed says this. If someday we have malaria vaccines or HIV vaccines, but we would be in a significant danger if those vaccines turned out to be leaky. We do not want an evolution of viral diseases as deadly as Ebola. So they create the vaccine. It's a leaky vaccine. It promotes a more virulent strain of the disease, and voila, now you've got another type of pandemic. So this is what we're facing, is science knows just enough to be dangerous. See?
Sounds like science knows more than you want to say they know, actually. I believe they're hiding things from us a little bit.
Well, you know, according to Dr. Reed, he says the challenge for the future is to identify other vaccines that also might allow more virulent versions of a virus to survive and possibly become even more harmful. He said the viral vaccines themselves have influenced the evolution of naturally occurring viruses, and vaccination is a force of selection and will continue to unfold as new vaccines create variants. Yeah. So, you know, it's almost like a roulette wheel. Let's shoot you up with something and see what comes out of it. You know? What kind of variant are we going to get next? It's really bad.
Yes, and, it is
and
bad.
Nobody's talking about it. You know, this is why the Bible said if God doesn't intervene, there'd be no flesh saved alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
I agree.
You know? And Satan's doing a good job of undermining and destroying God's creation, isn't he?
Oh, he certainly is. But, you know, who would have dreamed? It's been going on since at least the late 1800s that we would be seeing people used as guinea pigs. But we're about out of time. You might want to get some information. I get in touch with you.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, they could give us a call for our free product catalog at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. We just started our spring sale, so it's 30% off. Give us a call for details, and details are also on the homepage.
All right, Wendy, thank you so much. And I like that. Can you send me a copy of that report? I'd love to put that in our news magazine.
Yeah, I'll send you a copy.
Please do appreciate it, folks. Back at the break with Melody Seastrom joining us. A lot more to talk about, a lot of information, a lot of news. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm back. I'm here for the second.
Back.
I'm back for the second part of the program today. And I want to thank Wendy for always doing a great job. And Butch, I appreciate you, you know, give me a little time off to get caught up here in the offices, on the office here on the Wednesday afternoons. And so I do believe you held the gold prices today. The market report for my entry.
Yes, ma'am. It's all yours.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I really am. It's a beautiful day. It's sunshine. It's warm, so I'm not complaining.
Yes. It was a little nippy here in the Eastern Shore, but anyway, gold today was a little, it was a little nippy for the price of gold, down $19.40. At $1,926, so we're still way above $1,900. Silver was down 7 pennies at $25.36. Platinum was up $18 at $1,081. Palladium was up another almost 3.5%, up 84 at $2,748. The USDX today was down 0.02 at 97.35. I'm going to wait to get to my other screen before I look at the oil prices, because I can get the complete range of the energy sector there. And, hey, you know, I guess Biden did a terrific job last night bringing a calm to the nation and bringing unity to our country. The Dow is up 600 points.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. 33,891. The S&P was up 80, almost 2% at 4,386. The NASDAQ was up 219 points at 13,752. So let's go ahead and see what oil did. I mean, these are some incredible numbers. Brent was up $9, 114. WTI was up 8 at 111. And natural gas was up over 5% at $4.82, 4.82, I should say. Brent was up almost 9%, and WTI was up almost 8%. So some big moves in the oil market. And I know, I heard that we were going to get some relief as they're going to go into the reserve and release some oil, and that should help bring down the prices, right, Butch?
Well, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what we need.
It's a drop in the bucket.
It, yes,
does,
it is.
It covers a day. A day. That's how much of an impact it's going to be. So don't be buying those, what are they called, Hummers anytime soon with oil prices rising to that degree. As, and then again, as we see the gasoline prices also begin to rise. And, you know, did you watch any of the, I don't think you did, but did you
no,
watch any of his?
No, I didn't.
I haven't haven't seen anyone touch on what he actually talked about when he was talking about the debt. I mean, it was probably like maybe three sentences. And he said that he's going to trim the deficit by $1 trillion this year. Never done by any president ever. He's going to cut it by $1 trillion. It's like, say, what? Which deficit are you talking about? You know, we have the trade deficit. Are you going to cut that? Or are we going to, you know, so nobody's touched on it. I haven't heard anyone talk about it. Of course, I didn't have a chance to watch a lot of the news today. But to me, when I watched, I mean, to me, I thought it was a sorry state of affairs. And to me, it shows just how weak this country is by the leader of this country.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It really was a kind of a sad situation.
It's basically a disgrace.
Yeah.
It is.
But yes.
It's been coming for a long time. I can't blame it all on him. It's been coming for a long time.
It's been coming for a long time. You're absolutely correct. And, but anyway, again, inflation, we have numbers, $10 toothpaste. Are you going to pay $10 for toothpaste?
That's on my list. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we are. We
okay.
are. We
all
certainly
right.
are.
Well,
sent you the headlines. You must not
why
check
don't you
your
start
email.
It off?
You must not check your email. How dare you? But anyway.
I did check it. I'm trying to get you going. I'm trying to get you going.
Are you talking about? Okay, well, here we go.
I'm trying to get you going.
Here we go, because I think this is. We have got some news today that is in very important news on different topics, but this. I'll start with the first one here. Small business owner on Biden's policies. Now, listen to this, Melody. Supply cost up 600%. It makes electricity bill, which is 20% higher, seem meager, doesn't it? But anyway, Job Creators Network held a conference call with reporters on Monday to talk about the state of small business in Joe Biden's America ahead of his State of the Union address, including Guy Birkebile, who owns a chemical company in Pennsylvania. That's up where our producer, Todd, lives. As a business owner, we've always had problems that we've had to overcome during our 25 years plus in existence. Birkebile said of his Guy Chemical Company, but I've never gone through a period of time where we've had to face so many issues that were negatively impacting our business. Guy and others on the call, Alfredo Ortez, president of and CEO of the Jobs Creator Network, and Stephen Moore, former Donald Trump advisor and co-founder of Committee to Unleash Prosperity, said Joe Biden, coronavirus and economic policies have hurt small businesses. And we can say amen to that. Lockdowns, mask and vaccine mandates, and federal payments to millions of Americans took their toll. The labor participation rate is the lowest, I believe, since I started my company in 1995, said Birkebile, whose company employs about 180 people. Birkebile said that the cost of doing business has also risen under the Biden presidency. The cost of the materials needed to make the products he makes has gone up 600%, as has the price for electricity. We do use a lot of electricity, Birkebile said, and we've seen electrical rates go up to approximately 20%, at Guy Chemical over the past year. We're paying about $15,000 a month for electricity bills. Melody, that's a lot of money. Most people I know don't even come close to making that much. Well, most people don't make that much. 2 months of that would pay their yearly salary. But for the cost of supplies to go up 600%, plus everything else is going up, that's a huge increase on businesses. And they either pass it on down or they go out of business. Just that simple, isn't it?
That's simple.
You know, and I don't know how it is up your way. I don't know what the price of gas is up your way. It hasn't risen here in the last few days. I was kind of shocked with the reports I heard on you know, oil been over $110 a barrel, which is a huge move in the last couple of months. And I know a couple of months ago we said it'd be over $100 a barrel easily. I'm saying that's going to go $200 a barrel with it before the year's out, maybe with the next 4 or 5 months. But it's coming together for something huge. And we know now they're pushing electric cars And folks, they want those things on the street. People are going to be crying because they're paying $7, $8 for a gallon of gasoline. They want your cars, not knowing they're playing right into the hands of the money powers, the corporations. Because once they buy an electric car, they're going to find that they can't afford to fuel those either. And if you replace batteries, it's cheaper to buy a new car. This is really happening right now as we speak. So watch out. It's not going to change anytime soon. Melody mentioned this report out of Reuters. $10 toothpaste, U.S. household goods makers face blowback on price hikes. Colgate Palmolive, CEO Noel Wallace said last week at an industry conference that the household goods maker sees its new OptiQuiet Pro Series toothpaste as a type of premium product vital to its ability to raise prices, which will help drive profit growth this year. Now, let me repeat that. He sees it as a toothpaste as a type of premium product vital to its ability to raise prices. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Which will help drive profit growth this year. His remarks come when many consumer products companies are hiking prices as much as they can to offset their own rising costs, a trend that could continue due to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, whose economic risks include driving up gasoline prices. So far, retailers and consumers seem largely unfazed by higher prices. But some lawmakers and consumer advocates argue that companies are excessively raising prices in order to fuel profits and return money to shareholders. Folks, that's what companies do. If the shareholders don't profit, they'll go out of business too. They have to. That's profit. We're seeing significant price hikes on virtually every item consumers purchase, said U.S. Representative David Cicilline, who's working on proposed antitrust legislation aimed at bringing down prices. They're imposing real hardships. People are taking things out of their grocery carts because it's too expensive. In the past, major retailers such as Walmart pushed back on price hikes. But now retailers like Walmart and Target, which is to report quarterly results on Tuesday, are mostly going along with them. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission over the last 3 months has probed sky-high prices and supply chain disruptions, requiring companies including Procter & Gamble, Kraft Heinz, Kroger, and Walmart to turn over internal documents on profit margins, pricing, and promotion. I don't know, Melody, if they're gouging or not. There's a good possibility they are. But to tell them they're going to lower their prices and they're not making a profit, that's not going to work either, is it?
Well, you know, last night in Biden's speech, he brought this up. He says they need to lower their prices and they're going to go after them. It's like, well, how do you do that?
That's right. That's the next article. How are they going to do it? You remember Reagan did that back in the 70s? Nixon did it back in the 70s. Remember that? Nixon went in and said, we're going to do price freezes.
Yeah.
Remember that? It didn't work, folks. It didn't work. And the reason prices struggled up so quickly back in the 70s is because they took gold out of international trade. The dollar dropped almost nothing overnight. Now, I didn't know this at the time. I just gotten married or just trying to buy food and pay bills. I didn't understand this at the time. But Nixon took us off the gold standard for international trade, and the dollar went going overnight. And it's went downhill since then. Joe Biden's plan to defeat inflation? Simple. Lower your cost. Duh. Okay. Show me how, Joe. President Joe Biden said his plan to... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
President Joe Biden said his plan to fight inflation is to lower your costs, not your wages, during your first State of the Union address on Tuesday. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. But it isn't funny. After Biden and his advisors pretended for months that inflation will be transitory, it appears he is really ready to address the issue. During the State of the Union speech, Biden addressed his plan to fight inflation. One way to fight inflation is to drive down wages and make Americans poor, Biden said Tuesday evening. I have a better plan to fight inflation. Lower your costs, not your wages. Oh, Joe. According to Biden, his three-step plan to lower costs in different sectors will address the highest inflation levels our country has seen in over 40 years. Biden said cutting the cost of prescription drugs, energy, and child care are included in his plan to defeat inflation. However, Biden failed to explain how the costs would be lowered or how they would impact inflation rates. That's a very important part of the speech, Joe. How are you going to cut the price on drugs and energy and child care? What you got in mind? Are you going to tell China to not charge so much for medicine? They make 80% of it. So you going to tell China to cut back half our cost so we can pay less? What you got in mind, Joe? You going to tell them to produce more energy so the cost will go down? How you going to do it, Joe? You going to put a freeze on so the companies will go out of business because they're not making a profit? Gee, Joe, tell me how you going to do it. I'm all for it. Just tell me how you going to do it. Gee, Melody, that's it.
His whole speech last night had absolutely no direction on how anything that he talks about, all these things, how anything would be done and how much money it would cost. And, I mean, it was just a waste of an hour. But you're right. You know, Joe, tell us how you're going to do it.
I mean, that would be such a nice thing to understand. I mean, if it was said, Don, we're going to do this, and this is how. And he was saying something that made sense, but it's not going to happen, folks. It isn't going to happen. And on top of that, he promised he's going to bring high-tech jobs into the Midwest. And he's going to bring migrants in to fill them. He's not going to make high-tech jobs for you and I, the people that need to eat this country, their citizens. He's going to bring in migrants. And by the way, his Supreme Court nominee, I forget her name, refuses to use the word illegal aliens. She's talking about non-citizens. That sound better that way, I guess.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah, you know, it just sounds so much kinder to say it that. I mean, they're not illegals; they're breaking the law, but they're just non-citizens. Well, if I go to Mexico against their law, they'll call me a non-citizen for sure. But they tell me that when I'm going to jail. But
yeah,
anyway,
that's right.
That's right.
But you know what? I'll tell you who I was impressed with though last night was the Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. She delivered the GOP response. And she was good. I liked her. And she said a lot of great things, and she impressed me. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to anything that she said. But
I did not.
Yeah, if you have a chance to go check her out. She's a good governor. I think her approval rating was 80%, I think I heard.
Wow.
And that's probably just unheard of in today's world. But you know, you're talking about all these high, you know, how are these companies going to afford their electricity and everything? You know, well, you know, how's it going to be when the Fed chair Jerome Powell begins to raise rates? He said today that he sees interest rate hikes to continue. He says the labor market is extremely tight. He said inflation has risen well above the Fed's 2% target. Well, no kidding, Dick Tracy. But he said he thinks he's going to continue to see rate increases still this month. But then he had to inject. Of course, it all depends on Russia and Ukraine. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. Just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TruthAndEducationRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up with our weekly newsletter, and of course, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, yep, we were just finishing up on Jerome Powell with his little, information today about he's going to continue with the rate increases. So that's going to make it even more difficult for these corporations. As little as it might be, a quarter point and a quarter point and a quarter point and a quarter point sure adds up to a percent, and that really does hurt. Hurts our government, too, because they can't service the debt. So
we're not
heading into good times, Butch.
No, we're not. I'm not. I'm still kind of curious how they think that's going to help. I really am. Do they know something we don't know? Do they have a way they can work that through and make it help? I can't see it at all. Yeah, I can see it hurting a whole lot more than it helps. But we'll have to wait and see, I guess. Now, you're supposed to make the announcement. When is that?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
2 weeks,
Well, no, before the month's out. Okay. Back to Joe Biden. He promises high-tech jobs for Midwest, plus migrants to fill them. President Joe Biden is loudly promising a new era of high-tech jobs for Americans in the heartland states, but he's quietly backing legislation and regulation that will allow CEOs to fill those jobs with foreign workers. To compete for the best jobs of the future, we also need to level the playing field with China and other competitors, he declared at his 2022 State of the Union speech on Tuesday. That's why it is so important to pass the Bipartisan Innovation Act sitting in Congress that will make record investments in emerging technologies and American manufacturing. Let me give you an example of why it's so important to pass it. If you travel 20 miles east of Columbus, Ohio, you'll find 1,000 empty acres of land. It won't look like much, but if you stop and look closely, you'll see a field of dreams, the ground on which America's future will be built. This is where Intel, the American company that helped build Silicon Valley, is going to build its $20 billion semiconductor mega site, up to 8 state-of-the-art factories in one place, 10,000 new good-paying jobs that are going to migrants. Okay, wonderful. How does that benefit, as you said on top of the first paragraph, is for American citizens? These are migrants. They're not necessarily even legal. So tell me how it's going to benefit us. Just a question, Melody. I don't quite understand that. That doesn't come together just right for me.
How's that going to work, Joe?
Yeah.
But you know what's also sad is probably how out of that $1 billion, how many are the local people going to pay through their taxes? What tax benefits do these corporations get? I mean, it happens all the time, and I've always been against it. If a company wants to build a plant somewhere, let them pay for it. Why should we subsidize their taxes, give them land and everything else, dirt cheap, to have 10,000 jobs where many of them will go to the migrants, the immigrants, illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them? I mean, that's the only way they can keep wages competitive. And it's, you know, I get people say, well, Melody, that's just business. That's the way it's done. Well, it shouldn't be done that way. People, if a business wants to build a manufacturing plant, let them build it. Let them give back to the community first before they get anything. Make them build the plant first. Let them hire 100% of locals. Then give them a break. But not before. Anyway.
You're making way too much sense. Way too much sense. Can't work that way. One business is booming, I found out here. I sell multi-million dollar doomsday bunkers, and Russia's nuke threat is fueling a huge spike in demand. A company that sells custom-made doomsday bunkers to the rich and paranoid says business is booming amid Putin's threats to start a nuclear war over the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Gary Lynch, the general manager of Texas-based Rising S Company, told The Sun the demand for survival shelters has soared more than 1,000% since Thursday, the day the Russian troops entered Ukraine. Rising S makes doomsday shelters that can allegedly withstand a nuclear blast or a catastrophic natural event. The company bunkers start at a base of 40,000 and can reach multi-million dollar sums. Speaking from a hardware store where he was buying supplies in bulk to keep up with the surging demand, Lynn said business has increased astronomically over the last few days. Typically, I sell between 2 and 6 shelters a month, and usually winter is a quiet time for us. But I've sold 5 units alone on Thursday, and I sold 2 more already today. There's no telling how many more orders we will get. The phone hasn't stopped ringing, and we've been sending out so many quotes. The 5 units sold by Rising S Company on the day of the Russian invasion range in price between $70,000 to $240,000. The company's bunkers start at their base of 40,000, like I said, and can reach multi-million depending on the client's wants and needs. I don't want to think about that. I don't know what to say. I remember back in the 50s, I know, folks, this sounds corny now for you folks that know what I'm talking about, but they would have us do drills in school. A nuclear bomb being dropped, get under your desk. That's what you did. Toast, get under your desk. We get under the front of our desk and hunker down. Like, yeah, that's going to fix it. We'll be all right. But this is, back in the 50s, these bunkers started taking off pretty quickly. A bomb shelter has been built everywhere. It died away, and now it's back. And I wonder, Melody, this is just my opinion. We'll move on. If you do go into a bunker, and there is a nuclear bomb, how long have to stay in that bunker if we can come out and see daylight again? How long will it take to supply goods down there, and how long will it be safe? How long will it take to be safe to even come out of that bunker and look around? And after a nuclear war, what do you come out to? Are those good questions?
Well, you don't come out to much. I think we can all remember the pictures.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
From long ago. But now, you know, and it used to be a comparison of look at those cities now compared to Detroit. You know, those cities are now beautiful. They were all rebuilt. Thank you, the United States. And, you know, it's, I don't know. Bunkers are good for tornadoes and things like that also. But
they are. They are.
So
that makes more sense to me. Yes.
Yeah. So, they can be used for a lot of good things, but I don't know that much about nuclear waste. And you probably, if you survive the explosion after a certain amount of time, you'd probably go someplace else. You wouldn't remain there, I wouldn't think. But and I don't know how long that the air is soiled. But anyway,
I don't either. I don't know there'd be much to come out to be quite honest with you. But anyway, moving on.
No.
You mentioned a minute ago anything about the Russian soldiers. I'll share this and then we'll comment on it. Demoralized and crying Russian troops surrendering without fight as furious Putin's Ukraine war machine breaks down. Vladimir Putin's demoralized and disillusioned troops are fleeing the war in Ukraine and surrendering without a fight, report claims. As Russia's forces ran out of food and fuel, and again, I can't imagine them being that short-sighted. I can't imagine. But anyway, some have resorted to looting, while others are even reporting sabotaging their own military equipment in a bid to get out of the war. Some young soldiers claimed they had no idea they were fighting in Ukraine. Unknown Putin's assault on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, appears to have stalled as fighting enters the seventh day, with 6,000 Russian troops killed in the conflict so far. Now, footage is emerging of captured Russian soldiers crying as they claim they had no idea what to expect in Ukraine. Intercepted radio messages indicate troops are disobeying orders from Moscow to shell Ukrainian towns, complaining about running out of food and fuel. Recordings obtained by the British intelligence company Shadowbreak include a soldier who sounds like he's crying. Another recording, a soldier loses his temper as he asks when food and fuel will arrive. we've been here for 3 days. What the heck is going on? When's it going to be ready? He shouts, as reported in the Telegraph. A third recording features a tense exchange in which the same soldier refuses to use artillery on an area until civilians have left. I don't know. I mean, again, I have a hard time imagining a military that I would think would be as efficient as what Russia's probably is, especially the Spetsnaz troops. I mean, they're like the Green Berets and SEALs of our troops. They would send them somewhere without enough supplies to feed them and keep them going. I find that hard to believe. I do understand perhaps that they want to shell the cities because they're really fighting their own countrymen, to be quite honest. It's like us invading Georgia, for example, if they pulled from the States. So I don't know. That could be part of it. I can understand that part. But I can't imagine Putin being so short-sighted, him and the generals, that they couldn't get enough gasoline put out to the people to get where they want to go, enough food to feed them. So any comments on that?
You know, I'm with you. I mean, I saw pictures of some of these soldiers and, you know, they were all beat up and everything like that. And, you know, again, propaganda, you just don't know. There was also a claim that the Ukrainians were able to eliminate an assassination plot against Zelensky. A unit was sent in to kill him and so forth. That might be true. But there's so much of this, so many of these stories are just kind of like, it's kind of hard to believe. I want to believe them because I'd like to see, you know, I don't like what's going on there. But, you know, and you know, you hear of all these stories, and again, I'm not saying anything bad about the Ukrainians, but it's just the truth. You hear about how they're all turning back to go fight the country, you know, for their country and so forth. They weren't allowed to leave. They were forced to come back. They were made to come back. Anyone from 16 to 60. Is that the same thing as turning, you know, either you do it on your own or you're told to do it? Two different things. But they make it sound like, you know, everybody is, I mean, Butch, what would you do? Would you stay or go? You know?
Well, how could you go if they want to cross the border? You're kind of stuck, aren't you?
They weren't allowed to go.
Yeah, exactly. So
they weren't allowed to go, so they had to. You know? So I don't know what stories to believe. So it's just like I follow the markets.
You don't know.
I follow
you
gold.
Don't know.
And because there is a lot of propaganda, you know, they want to make Putin look like he's losing and everything. They needed to gather the world's sentiment to be pro, you know, Ukraine. And, you know, it's one thing. They were able to bring together the world, but it's unfortunately how they still divide the people here in this country, you know.
Well, you know, to be honest, and I'm saying this, this world was needed for America because we needed something to hide the problems in America. And this is maybe rallying people somewhere behind the administration, a little bit anyway. As we read a while back, one of the articles said, please, Russia, declare war. This may get people's mind off what the hard way to make a living. You know,
like
it may help do that.
Yeah, and they keep saying Ukraine had no idea that he was going to do this. Well,
exactly.
We knew.
Exactly, yes.
And what he had... When Putin tried to invade in 2014, I don't care which president, whether it's Zelensky or the one before him or whatever, wouldn't you think that that risk was still there and that you would do whatever is necessary to prevent that from happening again? Wouldn't you build up your defenses against that?
You would think so. You would.
So, you know, I mean, we're just, you know, quarterbacking here, but these are just questions.
It's just things that make sense. We're asking serious questions. One more article before we run out of time here, too. Do you remember when the Midwest of America was called the breadbasket of the world? Do you remember that?
I do.
No longer.
As young as I am, I do.
Yes, even 39 years old. Breadbasket of the world choked off by Russian invasion as wheat prices soar. Ukraine's earned the nickname breadbasket of Europe for its rich dark soil, vast wheat fields, and other farm goods. The Russian invasion has cut off world from cheap and abundant wheat supplies. Ukraine and Russia are vital to the global food supply, accounting for more than a quarter of global wheat trade. Think about that, folks. A fifth of corn and 12% of all calories traded globally. That's huge. If they're
very
cut
huge.
Off, we will feel that in our pocketbooks pretty soon, won't we?
Absolutely.
So that's something to think about. Time's going by so quickly here. But these folks, all this is coming back down to bite you. You better prepare. You better prepare. You better prepare. Mel, you may want to tell them how.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Everything is available. There doesn't seem to have any delays on anything. We've seen how prices, let this be a lesson. We've seen how prices jump. And this is really hasn't, gold went up $60 just on the initial release of information that Russia invaded Ukraine or was about to and so forth. Just wait. And we have so much that we have to deal with here in the very near future. Things are going to change very rapidly. You're going to wake up one day to a brand new world and you're going to say, I wish I would have done this. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I do think we're out of time, Butch. I want to thank you for being here today, and we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.